Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. There are new beers coming out all the time, so how do brewers come up with these beers? On a more basic level, how do you know how much of each ingredient to use? Developing commercial beer recipes this week on Beer Untapped. We talked with three local brewers to find out how they go about it. First up, Seth Cook of Wooden Lakes Brewing of Brookings. He says a good starting point is the beers you like to drink.
And you kind of go from there.
I've always liked really well-balanced English-style beers. Those have been my favorite beers to drink. And they happen to be the favorite beers that we make around here. Doesn't mean we don't really like making some of the big IPAs and doing some of the other German styles or maybe not British inspired, but kind of as a broad brushstroke, we really like the British beers, and that I think that serves well at the pub here, and I think that it kind of translates well for what we make.
Rich Droughty is the brewer at Bank Brewing in Hendrix.
Really, for me, a recipe just comes from an inspiration usually. Either it's culinary or another beer that I've had. For example, I really enjoy smoked meats and steaks and things like that, and I've enjoyed a few smoked beers along the way, and there's smoked lagers and smoked ales, and I settled on Smoke Bomb as about 50% smoke malt beer. It's 100% in-your-face smoke. It pairs really well with any meats or smoked meats, things like that. And, it just comes from inspiration based on culinary experiences for that one.
Luke Rensick is the brewer at Take 16 Brewing in Laverne. With Luke, I went specific. He recently developed a new beer to celebrate Laverne's 150th anniversary.
When you're making something special, you want to use special ingredients. I kind of went back to the drawing board and thought, I really want to make a really robust, delicious malty lager. Well, how do I do that? Well, I find the best malts I can. So I got about 50 or so different malts, and I actually did mini mashes with them and tasted them all. And then I basically built a recipe off of that. I basically picked my favorite ones out of there and kind of just layered them, and then threw in a little bit of spicy hops, fermented it with a nice box strain, and here we are.
The result, Laverne Lager, is absolutely delicious. Overall, Luke likes to keep it simple.
Yeah, I see a lot of recipes, like homebrewing recipes. I just look sometimes to see what's out there, see what people are working on. And it surprises me. I'm like, I would take those three malts out, and I would, switch this up. I wouldn't put that in there, And the other thing that drives me nuts is the 60-minute, 45-minute, 30-minute, 15-minute, 10-minute. Yeah, the hop additions. I do 60 Whirlpool and dry hop. That's all I do. And logically, nothing else really makes sense. You're just wasting hops.
Seth at Wooden Legs has a similar viewpoint.
When I went to school in Chicago for brewing, that was one of the things, is that just because you can throw your kitchen sink at it, sometimes, if you do it intentionally, you can get some really fun stuff out of it. But often, there is a beauty in simplicity, just because, and I'm going to take this back to cooking, just because you have every spice available to you from the spice aisle does not necessarily mean you should use all of them. Have an editing hand, be willing to understand, be willing to cut back and know what your vision is.
More on developing recipes when Beer Untapped continues.
Oh, anaerobic isolation, alcoholic fermentation, NADH oxidation. Give me a beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking with commercial brewers on how they develop their recipes. All three men were home brewers first, but it's a big transition to go from 5 or 10 gallon batches to brewing on a commercial scale. Still, the three breweries we're talking about, Wooden Legs, Bank, and Take 16, are all small enough to be able to try out new things. Rich Droughty at Bank Brewing in Hendrix.
That's one of the main things that's really, really exciting about the job that I have here is I get full creative reign to kind of create what I want. When I have a new idea, I usually just throw something together, and once in a while we'll do it on the test system. Sometimes we'll just go ahead and make a big batch of it, and it's commercial brewing, but it also is only 15 barrels at a time, and so it's kind of like a big home brewery almost. We really get a lot of creative freedom to experiment.
Brewers are usually brewing to a style, and Seth Cook at Wooden Legs says there are well-known basics that can serve as your starting point.
And obviously, if you're going to attempt to make a really accurate Pilsner and really attempt to replicate what you would find overseas, you're probably going to want to use malts of that region. You're probably want to manage your water to reflect that of the Pilsen region, and you're going to want to select hops and processes that will help you get to there. The neat thing about craft brewing is that we have some desire to honor those traditions in those in areas, but we're not mandated to replicate them. So we can be inspired by a good Pilsner, but we can do it with our own system and our ways. It just like, you know, again, I take it back to cooking all the time. There's tweaks to every recipe.
Once you know the proportions of the malt, hops, and yeast, there are tools to help you scale that up to, say, a 100-gallon batch. Here's Rich.
Once I have a solid idea in my mind of what I want it to be, then it comes down to figuring out how to do it. A lot of research, a lot of looking at forums, a lot of reading the brewing magazines, a lot of talking to people that have used those ingredients before to get a better idea of what it's going to bring. One exciting thing is kind of just using ingredients because they're newly available. I'm going to start utilizing some malt out of North Dakota. There's a company up there called Two Track Malting. The guy up there, Jared, they've been farming barley for generations up there, and now they've added a malting facility, and so they're growing proven barley that's been sold to the big guys for many years, and now they decided to start malting their own. And we got some down here, ran a test batch with it, and it was exceptional. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and bring that in-house and start using that to be unique and a new ingredient to the area.
Luke Rensick at Take 16 says, brewing is an interesting blend.
You know, everyone calls it, you know, says it's science and art, and it is a little bit of that. There's numbers, how much sugar am I going to get out, so how much alcohol am I going to have, and then there's also the science and or the art of tasting the different ingredients, trying them out, seeing what you like, seeing what you don't like. And really, I mean, ever since I'm homebrewing, my first batch I made my own recipe for it just because I'd never really liked following the book or anything. I wanted to make something of my own.
And to wrap it up, we'll shift gears a bit. At Wooden Legs in Brookings on Saturday, February 18th, it's bingo and beer and wine cocktails.
We played bingo last month. People loved it, so we're going to do it again. And then the bar staff here really started looking at some mixology books and how beers have been blended with other beers and how beers have been blended with other flavorings and just using beer as a component to a mixed drink. There's a lot of beer cocktails. So what they decided, they said, let's do this. Let's try a night. We don't do this all the time. Let's try a night where we're just experiment from the culinary standpoint of just pure experimentation. And they've got some great recipes that they've worked out.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.